Вие сте со SPS на Македонски.
Not Alone Day, hosted by Like Family, every year since 2018, is an event where passionate support professionals, providers, and the wider healthcare community gather to tackle the growing challenge of loneliness and social isolation. Like Family, as a community dedicated to solving social isolation and loneliness, specializes in leveraging technology to connect people in need of support with dedicated social carers within their communities. You're listening to SBS Macedonian. I'm Radica Bojkovska-Dimitrovska, and my guests are Kara Huxtable, one of the event organizers, and Connie Boglis, one of the keynote speakers on the Not Alone Day held on 26th of July in Sydney. Connie is a counselor, author, mental health advocate, and Medal of the Order of Australia recipient for her outstanding service to mental health reform, to veterans, and the community. Kara Huxtable, welcome to SBS Macedonian.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Before I ask you about the origins of Not Alone Day, could you tell us briefly about the organization itself, your work for Like Family, the mission, and how you leverage technology to combat social isolation and loneliness?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So Like Family, that is our core mission, is to reduce social isolation and loneliness, and we're Australia's largest community dedicated to that. So we specialise in leveraging technology with our platform to connect people in need of support with dedicated social carers within their communities. So at our core, there's a focus on building, you know, meaningful connections that foster, you know, psychological and emotional well-being.
Tell us, how did you go today, and what were the main goals for this year's event?
Yeah, absolutely. We had an amazing time. We had some really wonderful and influential people here who are committed to combating isolation and loneliness in their own communities. We had some incredible speakers in Lucinda Brogdon and obviously Connie. We had Joe Winwood from Healthy North Coast and Jenny from the Board of Ending Loneliness Together. And the aim of this event today was to empower the attendees to return to their own communities equipped with a renewed purpose and a network of passionate allies to help them in their own mission to combat isolation and loneliness.
Lovely. That sounds great, Kara Huxtable. Thank you. And as you said, we've got Connie Boglis with you here. Connie, thank you too for taking time to talk to SBS Macedonian. You traveled from Melbourne today as one of the keynote speakers at the Not Alone Day event in Sydney, hosted by Like Family. What was your main message as a counsellor, author, mental health advocate, and recipient of the Order of Australia Medal this year?
Look, for me, it was really important just to, you know, share. I feel the same way alongside Like Family. It's the messaging of community connectedness. It's speaking together our shared stories and vision for, you know, shifting the culture around loneliness and speaking to the need to work together as communities, as individuals who are advocating for change in our own right, but also the message being that so many of us will have points in our life where we are lonely. There is no shame in that. There is no guilt in that. It is that my lived experience and my story was one version of, but there are other people that have stories themselves, and it's important to make sure that services like Family are the connectors in this space, and they support individuals. So
yes,
couldn't have done it better myself.
Right. Thanking the Australians who nominated you for the Order of Australia Medal, Connie, you wrote that validation to you has never come from your words, but from inclusive communication, a cultural shift and co-design with lived experience at the center of decision-making, and that you knew from a young age that helping people was your sole journey. But in 2017, your work life became personal, and as you wrote, the work you did for others became your story. In what way that event influenced your work later?
It did, and I didn't realize my story resonated with so many people. And through that, you know, as a community, we made change together, and that is so important. That is still my message today. And I think coming to Like Family's event and speaking to the audience, it's also about courage and leaning into that vulnerability around, you know, mental illness, wellness, connection, inclusivity. There's an important story in that and uniting to speak on what's the most important, which is making sure that people are well again. So there's amazing organizations out there that are doing this work, and we just need to highlight them, support them to continue to share that messaging. So it's very important that I flew out to Sydney, although it was 5 a.m. I made sure to be here.
We thank you for it.
And my flight's in an hour home. But, you know, as an Australian community, I think we're only just touching on the surface of loneliness and how individuals, you know, maybe successful professionals, we all feel a level of loneliness at times. And it's okay to say, hey, I think I need to connect in with my local community, or I need to reach out, or, you know. So, yeah, it's an important conversation that we've only, I think, just tipped the bucket over in Australia, to be honest.
Absolutely. It is a very important conversation. Connie, I know that you're rushing to catch your plane to Melbourne this afternoon, but although the topic of today's conversation is the Sydney event, Not Alone Day, I still have to ask you about you entering the politics. You were recently announced as a Labour candidate in the upcoming council elections in Darebin. What made you enter this arena, the politics, and what is the vision, your vision for the future of the community, and what are the key issues you believe need addressing in your local area?
I think you said it perfectly. It's about community. And for me, I'm entering into the space because I can only be my authentic self, and I can only speak to what I know, and what I know is what people will tell me. So I had some ideas before I started door knocking, you know, a month ago, of what community may see as a policy or a need. But, you know, after meeting so many locals and residents and businesses, that's a very different conversation, and I'm enjoying listening, and I'm enjoying learning from them. And I think that's the most important message, and that's the most important story. You know, I was saying even today, in tied into loneliness and Not Alone Day today, so many people were home when I was door knocking during the day and having a conversation and connecting on something, and both leaving that conversation full of heart and joy and purpose. And I think that's in itself, that is the work. And so for me, I'm just going to be courageous, and I'm just going to be authentic, and the rest will follow. If it so happens that I'm elected, so be it. But that's in the hands of the people. I can only be myself.
Connie Buglis, thank you for taking time to talk to us, to SBS Macedonian, and good luck with all your future projects.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us both. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cara Huxtable, too, and good luck with everything.
Стиснете, ми се допаѓа, споделете, коментирајте. Следете ја SBS на Македонски на Facebook.